Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we have some question in here.
Is it important that we start and try in the journey of Iman, or is it important whether we are successful or fail? And if it's more important that we try, then how do we know if we are trying enough or not?
All this question, the answer is very simple. Shaitan deviate you from the main topic and make you remember the things you're not accountable for. Number one, journey of Iman, you cannot start it without the will of Allah. He already choose you. He already guide you. He already give you. He already support you. If you go back to my talk about Qadr and the name of Allah, you will discover something amazing. When you fail, would you know what it means? Allah wants only one thing from you. Remember His forgiveness, Tawbah, His generosity. Okay? And He tell you, come back to me. It's not your success. It's not your failure. What's important? The important in the whole journey, only one topic. Trust in Allah. Believe in Allah. That's it. Because when you fail, you need to fail to remember who is the one will support you, who is the one will forgive you. Because if you do not commit sin and be weak, okay, meaning Allah will not give you tawbah, meaning we have to erase word at-tawwab, astaghfirullah al-azim. How you can use at-tawwab unless you make mistakes? How you use the word al-ghafoor, al-ghaffar, al-ghafir, the one who forgive, the owner of forgiveness, the one who love forgiveness? And in the meantime, if you ask me, the ultimate trial is a success. Because success can give you ego, arrogance, and you forget. What you have is nothing. You do not have nothing. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. By its way, success in the hand of Allah. He give you success. Believe it or not, the success in the journey of Iman is more difficult than the failure and sins. Because when you are failure and sins and weak, you need Allah. You have nothing. It's almost like Allah put you in a corner. But the top one is very difficult for us to really pass it, is when Allah gives us success in dunya, or even a good deed, or worship, or remember Him. Because all of a sudden, now become arrogant. And I build the ego. And now the success, the one Allah give me, I believe is mine. And I forget I have nothing. He just give me little bit of success. I do not earn it. You see, what people do, a lot of people follow Qarun. A lot of people follow Qarun and they think the Qarun diseases, la'natullahi alayh. The one he said, everything is mine. I earn it. It's my intelligence. Why Allah give us this story? Look at anybody who make money. It's me. It's my intelligence. It's my planning. It's my intellect. And we forget, any quality Allah give you from Allah, any success in material life is actually fitna. Big fitna. And you have to spend it for Allah. And what about even success of journey of Iman, obedience and good deed is more secure also. This time now, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He want me to be abd all the time. I have, alhamdulillah, I give to Allah. I don't have, alhamdulillah, I seek Allah's support. I am obedience, thank you Allah. Allah, allow me to serve you more and thank you more. And make me among musabbihin, hamideen, shakireen. I don't have. I'm in trouble. I need you, Allah. Allah, He loved that. You remember the story about the man in Jahannam, in hellfire? You remember? It's an authentic hadith, you can look for it. A man, he didn't make it. Muslim, sinner. And he make it in hellfire. He keeps saying, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, it's too hot, it's too hot. Please, Ya Allah, just give me space. Just send me to something little bit less heat. After a while, Allah replied to him by an angel, tell him, okay, I will accept your request, but don't call me anymore. He said, okay, Allah. Now Allah moved him to an area less heat. Still in hellfire, but less. Oh Allah, it's still hot. He keep calling Allah. After a while, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied. He said, okay, I will take you again in less, but don't call me anymore. Again, he keep doing it again. Now he keep doing it until he become in the edge of hellfire and see the beginning of Jannah. Now he said, Ya Allah, just give me a break, get me out of hellfire. I need a little bit of break. He get him out of hellfire. And said, but don't call me anymore. Now he said, Ya Allah, Jannah is so crowded, is any small piece for me? To the point, Allah replied, he told him, okay, I give you a piece. After a while, when the man went to Jannah, he didn't call, Ya Allah. Now imagine after some time, Allah knew, according to the hadith, now Allah called the Abd, oh my servant, I miss your voice, call me, Ya Allah. What happened to you? You didn't call me anymore? When a non-Muslim call, Ya Allah, Allah called Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, give my servant what he wants. I hate to hear his voice. Muslim call, okay? Oh no, my Lord, or whatever I want, give him. I hate to hear his voice. When a Muslim, good Muslim, call Allah, he wants something or in the desperate situation, Allah called Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, I love to hear my servant. Don't give him what you want. You see what it means now? By this way, one scholar, he said, beautiful man, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, in this life, you will never leave this life unless you go to the journey of needing all the name of Allah. You see, if you're rich, you see, you need Allah to give you tawfiq. If you're rich, you need Allah to give you tawfiq, to give you guidance. And otherwise, this money will be a musibah over you. When you're weak, you need Allah to give you strength. And on and on and on. Take every name of Allah, you need it. You need it. What happened to us as a human being when we become arrogant and we forget we need Allah? Now we have the company of shaitan, and shaitan manipulates our nafs. By this way, to answer the question of this young lady and you is very simple. The whole journey, think about it like a train in a railroad. Don't worry about which station, because the whole journey, you do not control it. You do not know when you're going to die. Just make sure you are in the Sirat al-Mustaqim. You are in the railroad. That's it. You are in the railroad, you are fine. Just make dua. That's it. And try to please Allah whatever you can. And beg Allah not to take you out of the Sirat. This is why even the whole companion of Rasulullah, all you worry about it is to die and their fingers up. And saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. This way, success or no success is not your business. Failure or success is not your business. You see? Because failure can be a part of your qadr. Success is a part of your qadr. For Allah to trial you in every aspect. In a time of giving or a time of taking, time of ease, time of difficulty, time you like, time you dislike, time you love, time you hate. And the mu'min, he's riding this boat like a leaf. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. He give me, Alhamdulillah. He take, Alhamdulillah. He didn't give me, Alhamdulillah. He take from me, Alhamdulillah. Anything you want, you return it, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, you find. And remember, it's not me, it's not you, it's not your knowledge, it's not your ability, it's not your disability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants only one thing from you, mujahada, a struggle, make an effort, that's it. And a sincere effort. And even if you are the worst in the worst, what Allah wants from you, trust Him, trust His mercy, trust His forgiveness. You see? You remember the story? This story has two narrations. One of them, a young man, in the time of Rasulullah, he make a big sins. I don't remember if he committing a complete zina, or in Ramadan he went and he kissed a woman. Or after he did what he did, he felt so guilty. He ran away in the mountain, scared from Allah, and he keep crying, and keep asking Allah to forgive him, but he doesn't know how. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, go, look, send some people to look for the man. And tell him, Allah forgive him already. You see? It's not your sins. It's not your good deed. It's not your ability. It's not your disability. It's the trust in Allah in every condition. That's it. You fall down, trust Him. He will get you up. You fall, trust Him. And if you ask me, the ultimate musibah is when you feel, I don't need you, Allah, astaghfirullah. When Allah tried you with goodness and you think, I have it. We have nothing. We own nothing. Is all tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get your answer? 100%. May Allah make us among those who have tawadu to Allah and always knock on the door of Allah. And remember, you will never go to any moment of this life and you do not need Allah. You need Allah all the time. And that's it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us dhakirin, hamidin, shakirin to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.